Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle on feed with Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Attacks. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Attacks. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. Talking today with the livestock market economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. Now, the cattle on feed report has rolled around, Daryl, and this one is a little different in that you're having to finally start looking at comparisons to these pandemic numbers.
That's right. You know, we always do the year-over-year comparisons. This is the first month where we've really got last year's numbers are what are messed up, if you will. That's not a technical term, but you know, they really are. And so the year-over-year comparisons are really difficult to do. But this report showed that, you know, the cattle on feed numbers for April 1st compared to a year ago were 5.3% above a year ago. Placements compared to last year were 128% or up 28.3%. And the marketings were 101.5 or up 1.5%. Now, if you really, it makes more sense to compare this to 2 years ago. Compared to 2019, the cattle on feed number is down 0.5%. The placements are down 0.8%. And the marketings are up 14.8%. And we had two more business days this March than we did 2 years ago. All of that taken together says this report is actually somewhat bullish in some sense. We had a big marketings number, and the placements number wasn't bad compared to 2 years ago.
So as we start having to compare to these first 3 or 4 months of the COVID-19 impact, this is the first of several that will be kind of skewed, I guess you might say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for the next 4 to 6 months, we're going to be have to be really careful in interpreting these things. You know, anytime you calculate a percentage, you got a number on top and a number on bottom. And what we're seeing is that the number on bottom is the one that's really goofy right now. So it's going to be tough to compare a lot of our data here for the rest of the year.
You look at these numbers, you see, you know, as you say, a little friendly report. What does that translate into as far as where we're going price-wise?
Well, you know, we're still trying to work our way out of relatively big numbers. I mean, one of the sort of residual effects of these impacts we've been talking about is that we kind of carried over a few more cattle at the end of the year, into this year. We've had relatively large numbers, relatively large slaughter numbers so far this year, and trying to work our way through that and get into a little bit tighter supplies in the second half of the year. It's taking longer to get there than we thought, but I think this report kind of supports the idea, at least that we're beginning to turn that corner. And so, you know, I think it does give us some possibility that, and we've had a lot of optimism built into the market about the second half of the year, and of course some negative factors too that have gotten bigger. But I think this will really kind of support that optimism generally from a supply standpoint for the latter part of the year.
I know that we've had some strength in our like slaughter cattle market in recent days. But on the flip side, some pressure on these calves and yearlings. I guess there's a couple of different factors kind of forcing us that those directions.
Yeah, there's a number of things going on right now and kind of dynamic. We did finally break out of a stagnant pattern on the fed cattle market. We went up a little bit. We're actually pulling back a little bit from that right now. And I think we're kind of capped right now. Again, these large slaughter numbers. You know, one of the issues in the industry right now with the overall increase we've had in cattle numbers the last 5 years is that we are out of slaughter capacity. We are maxed out. And so that's probably kind of holding that's kind of capping that fed cattle market right now. Again, until we work our way into some smaller numbers and tighten up the supply side a bit. So you cap the fed cattle market a little bit. You've got high feed prices and a big run up in feed prices in the last few months. and especially this last week or so. And so that puts pressure on feeder cattle markets. Both of those things really squeeze the feeder cattle markets, and we're really seeing that in these cash and futures markets for the feeder cattle.
Cattle Market Watcher Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.